What does public safety mean to you?
The city is not prepared unless everyone in the city is prepared for disaster.
So, do you owe a person sex if you've been flirting with them?
No!
It's really about stabilizing your entire life.
More than 60% of the people released from California prisons end up behind bars again within a mere 3 years after they get out. It can be hard to re-enter society, and it can be especially hard to find a job. Many employers refuse to even consider hiring someone who's been convicted of a felony. One organization in Oakland has a new way of putting these people back to work. KLW's Tammy Drummond has the story.
When I was 11 years old, I sold my first crack rock, you know, because times was hard back then.
Jesse James King grew up in West Oakland in the 1990s. Some of his older relatives sold drugs, but even so, they didn't want him following in their footsteps. He stuck to the plan for a while.
I did good, you know, I got good grades, but after high school, it was like I was working dead-end jobs. So I resorted to something that I knew how to do.
It was the very thing his relatives had tried to protect him from. King got arrested a bunch of times for drug possession. But then, in 2006, he got caught with 15 ecstasy pills. The felony was a game changer. King spent 8 months in Santa Rita jail, and when he got out, his job prospects were worse than ever.
You don't know why you're getting denied the employment, you know, they're not letting you know. You know, sometimes it could be because of background.
King was struggling, working sporadic construction jobs. But then he was thrown a lifeline. He joined the Emancipators, a program that helps formerly incarcerated people get a clean start by teaching them how to make soap.
Who would have ever thought you'd see brothers making soap, you know?
But the brothers are, in fact, making soap. At the appropriately named Clean 360 factory in North Oakland, thousands upon thousands of bars with exotic names like Lovely and Lace, Citrus Exfoliation, and Lemon Explosion. The factory is located in the back of a small one-story storefront at 41st and Broadway in Temescal. It looks like a restaurant kitchen with lots of large steel pots and pans hanging on hooks. Bottles of fragrance oils line the shelves, and giant blocks of soap called loaves are piled in stacks, waiting to be cut down into bars. A mixture of melted oils fills a giant pot. Damian Bradley, one of the Emancipators, explains the next step, mixing lye and fragrance into the oils to turn it into something you and I can bathe with.
So we just, you know, just adding air to it, you know. Just kind of bringing the temperature down quicker.
Bradley and three other men are standing around the steel pot. One wears protective goggles and gloves. Between the super hot oils and the lye, they have to be mighty careful they don't get burned.
Facing up now, sticking it up, so we need to pour a real fast. If the longer we sit, if it sits any longer, it'll clump up and we wouldn't want to pour it.
Nearby, Charnay Bell, the lone woman in the program, is using a blow dryer to shrink cellophane wrap over gift baskets, stuffed with soaps and loofahs.
We're still trying to figure out how to perfect it, but if you hold it on too long, it's gonna heat, it's gonna cause a hole. So it's a tedious process.
But Bell isn't complaining. She says the Emancipators gave her a chance when no one else would. She got in a bad fight in college in 2013 and got sentenced to 120 days in jail for assault.
I have over 150 applications that I applied for jobs after getting convicted of that misdemeanor, and I didn't get one call back for an interview.
It's a small crew here at the factory, just six people. They're all African American, and they're all hoping that graduating from this program will help them transform their lives. Jesse King, who once sold ecstasy, graduated in 2014, but he still drops in at the factory once or twice a week to inspire the new recruits.
This is the mother. This is like the home base of everything. As long as you show up to work and do what you're supposed to do, there's no telling where you end up at.
King says the name of the soap, Clean 360, has two meanings for him.
because what the soap do to your body and what it did to us. Most of the time, you get young African-American brothers that they'll start doing something good, and they don't go all the way through with it. You know, it's a half turn, and then they back going backwards, you know. But here, I mean, you know, we learned how to keep going.
And so that it's not just about getting a job and keeping it for 30 days. It's really about stabilizing your entire life.
Noha Abolata is CEO of Roots Community Health Center, the nonprofit that runs the Emancipators Program and the Soap Factory. Alameda County funded the pilot project in 2013. That funding has since run out, but Abolata says the goal was always to create a social enterprise that would eventually be able to support itself.
And so then we just started thinking about, well, so what does everyone need and what do we want? What do we want to make? And actually what it came down to was toilet paper and soap. And so I wasn't crazy about the idea of toilet paper.
Somehow, I don't think making TP would have given people quite the same sense of pride as producing all natural soaps. The Emancipators trains formerly incarcerated people for factory jobs, but that's not all.
The way that we approach it is everything from getting enrolled in any benefits that you are eligible for, getting counseling if that's what you need, reunifying with your family, getting your driver's license, getting all your legal affairs in order. And so it's really a 360-degree approach to overall stabilization that we are noticing is really leading to long-term employment.
Graduate Jesse King's factory job as an emancipator has led him unexpectedly into the health field. He's now working for Roots Community Health Center at its clinic in East Oakland.
I am a health navigator / a community health worker. This is yours.
Okay.
Signed you up for emergency food stamps.
Yes, thank you
so much. Normally it takes 7 to 10 business days, but with emergency, you get them within 3 days. You'll get a phone call within 3 days, do your interview.
King now works with people who are in the same boat he once was in. He helps formerly incarcerated men and women get signed up for public benefits and get medical care.
Once we link them in with their resources and we see that they're doing good and they're working, then, you know, they grow wings and it's time for them to fly away.
King hasn't left the nest for good yet, but he's definitely taken flight. He's now enrolled in a community health worker certificate program at City College in San Francisco. And later this year, he and his longtime partner, who have 3 children together, plan to get married. Thanks to soap making, he's well on his way to making a clean 360. In Oakland, this is Tammy Drummond for Cross Currents.